Now, we begin today's show with an issue that was brought to our attention by a Morning Focus listener, and they want to make the rest of you aware of it. Our caller is Tony McCarthy, who is in Broadford. Good morning, Tony, and thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, Ellen. How are you?
I'm very well, but more importantly, how are you? You had a bit of a run-in with something unpleasant recently. What did you see? What happened?
Well, I've seen him a few times, but yesterday was up close and personal for me. We were in Lahinch, myself, my mum, and we were sitting on the wall watching the surfers outside when this massive rat decided to just take a little walk past us. So we thought, okay, up we go, and we moved down further. So we moved down towards the end of the prom where two more rats proceeded to just cross the path and onto the runway in front of us.
Two more? So there was three rats you saw and spent no time at all?
Three large ones on the prom, on the main path yesterday. Now, I have seen them previously in the summer on the rocks and on the inside wall when I had been walking in the wind. I would go inside and myself, the dog, had made a run for it because the rat had actually passed us. But then on the way up yesterday, there was a rat walking around. Some lady had left her towel in a bag. Now, maybe it was a man, but I think it was a lady because of the bag with it. And the rat proceeded to interfere with walking around it and having a look and sniff it out. So I just said to my mum, that's it, into the car, we're gone. That's just getting too near me now.
Yeah, I do not blame you.
They weren't scared. They walked past, like, the rat that passed us by the wall, we were, like, literally across from it, and it just walked up along. It was people walking down. And then the other two that passed the path, a man and the two children were coming up from the little slipway onto the beach, and they just crossed right in front of him.
And it had no fear of you. And did other people see the rats?
That's what I was. Myself, my man couldn't miss it. Like, so obviously the other people, the man that they passed in front of with the children, looked back at the wife. Now, I don't know what he said, but I obviously think he would have seen it because he couldn't have not. Like, they passed right in front of him.
Yeah, because as you say, rats anyway, but particularly of the large variety.
They weren't small. Like, you couldn't miss it. It didn't do something that you think, did that pass there? No, this was like jumping along the ground. Like, you could see them and hear them.
Stop. And did they look well fed?
Oh, they did. Very well fed, unfortunately.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think all those pizzas and chips that have been lying around the rocks have been keeping them going for the summer. But now they're coming out around because there probably isn't as much food around for them, so...
But they're clearly emboldened or brazen because, or maybe they've just become used to the amount of people who'd be around Lahinch.
Yeah, I think they must, because the one on that crossed over to the bag crossed from one rock, like, right across the big thing as well, and it was like not phrased. Like, now there wasn't anybody else on the slipway at the time, and there was loads of people out in the water. Like, there was a lot of surfers and a lot of people in the water. So I'm sure people coming up have seen them, but I just said I'd bring it to the attention of people leaving bags and leaving stuff there, because I don't know if it would be very hygienic with having a rat walking around your stuff when you come back to
not,
get it.
Not at all, and I think it's good to let people know about that. Just keep an eye on your belongings.
Sure, but you must have seen it, because my daughter has seen them in the summer when she's been up in the evening. She said she saw them on the rocks, like, so.
But
I had warned not to leave, you know, if we're going out, don't leave your bags on the rocks, just leave them in the car and come back up to them. And she said they had seen them, like, in the evenings when they've been up walking. So,
but you didn't see any major reactions from people? Like, there was no screaming or jumping into other people's arms or anything?
No. And my mom was sitting there going, oh my God. And we just were froze to the wall because we didn't know how to react, because we were thinking, oh God, we don't want to write that in case it turns around to us.
Well, I'm actually getting the shivers, Tony. The thought of their big thick tails
stop. No. They were finally grey fellas now, I'll tell you.
But to not just see one, but see three.
Oh, three of them on the path, like, that's the scary thing. They weren't sticking down to their rocks or their little area, so they're obviously become residents of the beach, so think they can take the same walk as everybody else now. So,
but this recent sighting wasn't your first encounter with rats in Lahinch, was it?
I've seen them all year. Like, I've seen so many of them, but like that, I kept saying, "Oh God, maybe it's just me," because, you know, the way, maybe they're on the beach. But then when I just saw them interfering with stuff, I thought, "No, that's not nice." Like, And the last time, like, people were sitting around the rocks and there was rats, like, not far from them. And I thought, okay, maybe they're just not afraid, but I was making a run for it anyway.
Yeah, I don't blame you. If I'd been there, I would have been close behind you, that's for sure.
No, I'm not a rat person now. Not even a mouse, not mind a rat, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm firmly in that camp too. If they've long tails and they're furry and they're not a cat or a dog, I don't want to know about it.
They go faster than me, I don't want to know about it.
Well, look, sorry that you had that encounter with rats. It's never nice, no, but it is good, as you say, it's good to let people know, particularly, you know, yeah, leaving belongings or bags around.
Yeah, it's just not. You know, I don't think it's nice. And maybe something might be done by the council with them or something, maybe. I don't know if they could be moved on or deferred to someplace else that isn't living in the inch.
Maybe we can get a rat catcher in, we shall see. But Tony, thank you so much for joining us and making other listeners aware of that if they're in or around Lahinch.
No problem, thank you very much, have a good day.
And we have reached out to Clare County Council on this and they have provided us with a statement. It says the council has an ongoing pest control service contract at Lahinch Promenade. The council requests the public's assistance in disposing properly of food waste, especially in and around the rock armour, to assist in the control of vermin. If you've any thoughts or views on this, perhaps you've had a similar experience or encounter like Tony has, do get in touch. You can call us on 0818 400 964 or text or WhatsApp us on 086 1800 964. But for more on this, we are joined by the Green Party councillor, Liam Grant. Good morning to you, Liam.
Good morning. How's things?
Okay, but shivering at hearing Tony's story. Do you know what the council's current pest control service contract at Lahinch Promenade is? I mean, are you aware of whatever measures are currently in place there?
I haven't seen too much control taking place there, and I think it's quite a difficult place to control in terms of, you know, you couldn't be putting poison down in the rocks, or how you deal with that area without interfering with other things, with the water, with people there. So I haven't seen them carry out any pest control myself, but I've asked them what their plans are. I haven't got a response yet, but I think something does need to be done. Rats carry disease, unfortunately, yes, like sort of Weald's disease or leptospirosis. So it is a risk to the health of the public. I think that's the biggest concern for me.
Is it something you have heard about from people? Have they complained to you about rats in Lahinch, and is it something you've known to be a problem for a period of time?
I've always known they're there. My first memories of actually seeing them is when I used to go down to the prom in the big storms. You'd often see the rats have to do a runner across the road or across the promenade. That's my first memory of seeing.
There's an image, Liam.
Of them, dozens of them running away from the rock armor as the, you know, in a big tide and a big storm, they have to get out of there. That's my first memory of seeing them, but I've seen them lots before. Unfortunately, ends up creating a perfect little habitat, the rock armor, for them. There's a lot of people doing their best to keep the rock armor area clean. There's a Keep Lahinch Clean group. They're always taking rubbish and stuff around from the rock armor, but there's lots of people that eat there. It's very difficult to access that area. It's unfortunately, it's been for a long, long time. It's not a recent phenomenon.
Yeah, you mentioned food, and that's also something the council touched on in their statement, Liam. They say the public's requested to assist in properly disposing of food waste. How much responsibility should the public have to take on? I mean, every little bit helps, I guess. And if people are leaving bits of fast food around the place, and you think of how many people would be at the beach, is there a certain level of responsibility that the public has to face up to if there is an issue with rats?
Yeah, of course. I think, unfortunately, people do leave their rubbish and food in and around that area, and that's obviously encouraging them. We try our best to keep the town clean and to prevent that happening. But yeah, there is a responsibility on the public to stop leaving out food for them, I guess.
Okay, so look, I mean, if the public didn't leave bits of fast food around the place, that, you know, that would certainly help. But, you know, an issue we have covered before on the programme, and it seems to come around regularly enough, is the issue of bins and whether there are enough bins in place at Clare's coastal areas. And if they are, whether they're emptied often enough. Is that a concern in Lahinch? Is that contributing to whatever issue there may be with rats?
Well, I don't think there's ever been enough bins in Lahinch, and it's a difficult job. And actually, for the people who go around filling them, I sympathise with them. I've seen them in summer almost doing it every hour. It's just the amount of, I guess, takeaway food and just the footfall in Lahinch. It's very difficult to keep them empty, but we could definitely use more. And it's a bit of a mission in Lahinch trying to do that. So it's definitely difficult, but we could definitely use more bins along the whole promenade area. They tend to be focused kind of in one area, which makes it easier for people emptying them, but it discourages people from walking all the way to putting their rubbish in the bin.
I mean, we've heard before, Liam, how people dumping domestic rubbish in public bins meant that visitors, residents and others, that they have nowhere to put their waste. Could that be adding to whatever rat problem is there?
I don't think so. I think that's probably discouraged the councillor for putting more bins in certain places, but I don't think it's domestic waste that the rats are interfering with.
Okay, well, when I was chatting with Tony there, I mean, she used the phrase in terms of the rats roaming the streets, which paints a colourful picture. You know, for a place like Lahinch that depends on tourism, how off-putting is it this for tourists if they were to see vermin like rats roaming the streets, as Tony put it?
Yeah, it's definitely not desirable, and it's something we want to try and get rid of the rats, obviously, but it's going to be very difficult to do, and I'm hoping the council has some kind of plan and can present that to us and how they would go about it, but I definitely think it'll be difficult. And I think, as I mentioned before, it's a health risk, I think, is the biggest concern. I know Tony may not like looking at them, but I think it's more about, you know, there's kids playing there. I've known someone myself who got Wheel disease, and it's a very, very serious disease, and that's something you can definitely get from rats itself. Mm. That'd be my big concern, with, you know, people sitting on the rocks eating, children playing there, that they could get contaminated, and that would be my big concern.
One of the things that I got from my chat with Tony was how brazen the rats are. You know, usually rodents, if they see you, they'll scurry away. They're usually afraid of humans, but these rats sounded from what Tony was saying like they're not one bit bothered. And we have callers ringing into us saying the rats aren't one bit afraid of humans, and they nearly look up at you.
Yeah, they're definitely not afraid. No, they're surrounded by noise and people for quite a lot of the time in summer, that they've become accustomed to it. And yeah, they're definitely not that scared. And it doesn't surprise me, no. But yeah, they're the beach rats. They're well used to people at this stage.
This is a new species of rats, beach rats. They come with their own towels, yeah, and everything. Look, Tony, from what she was saying, it sounded like whatever measures to deal with rats that are in place there aren't working. Is this something you'll be raising at council level?
Yeah, no, I've contacted the environmental section just recently, and I haven't got a response yet, but interested to see what measures they are going to bring to tackle this. And usually I'd have an opinion myself on this, but I think it's going to be very difficult in terms of how you deal with this. Even if you get rid of a few of them, how long before there's more back? And I think it's going to be difficult, unfortunately, just given the environment that they're in, you know.
I suppose it involves everyone playing their part, from the council to the public, not leaving food waste around. And hopefully, you know, I suppose you can never entirely eradicate the problem, but if you can keep it to a minimum, that would be a big help. We'll all watch with interest what happens anyway. But Liam, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the Green Party councillor, Liam Grant, there. So what do you reckon? Do let us know your thoughts. Have you, like Tony, encountered rats in Lahinch? And if you have, were they as brazen as the ones that she encountered? As I said to Liam, there are people calling into us now saying that these rats aren't one bit afraid of humans. Let us know your experience, your thoughts, your stories. 0818 400 964 to give us a call. You can also text or WhatsApp us on 086 1800 964.